because you can handle the truth.
Receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Dear patriots and well-meaning serfs, welcome back to Weekly Dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your host, Dave Kopasz, and it sure is mighty fine to be spending another Saturday with all y'all fine folks out there. Hope you had a wonderful week. It's been a whole 7 days since our last little get-together here, and I sure do look forward to Saturdays. I like coming on here on RBN and sharing some thoughts, fielding a few calls, and venting a little bit. It is of emotional and psychological benefit to me to be able to come on here once a week for a couple hours and just let it out sometimes. It really does feel good. There's no other place out there you can. Some of the best content has been cleansed from all of the big tech guys. I mean, all of them. They're working in concert. They work off the same list, and they share a blacklist. So there's very few opportunities to tie into sources of information that is really unscripted, which is kind of cool. But anyways, I hope y'all had a wonderful week. Here in Massachusetts, we got a few storms out here. And it's kind of funny how, especially in this area, actually, it's amazing how weather can be so different from one part of the state to the other. Dramatically different. Out east, I've got a lot of friends right now are still without power. From several days ago, I had quite a windstorm kick through here with that storm that came in off the coast and really raised some hell out there. A lot of trees down, a lot of thousands and thousands of people still without power. Yet out here, I'm more western central Mass part of the state. You know, we got a little bit of rain. We got some rain today, as a matter of fact. But we didn't get nearly the wind that they did out there. Of course, it's a little flatter near the Cape, and you're getting into the mountains pretty quick. And, you know, with that, those mountains are, you know, one thing when I was studying environmental sciences, I got a little taste of a lot of different things, and including weather patterns and what makes localized weather what it is. And in these areas where there's a lot of mountains, when the wind cuts across the landscape and hits these mountains just right, it is kind of like a ramp. We've all seen where motorcycles jump over a big line of cars, a ramp like that. Well, imagine that with an air current, nice warm air current just being thrust up into the atmosphere where it's much colder, all right? And brings rain and snow on the other side. I think they call it the rain shadow effect. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what it's called. And you can be in one area of town and, a mile or two away, they could wind up with 8 inches more snow than what you got. Or flooding rains that literally just flood you out. And over very short distances, too. But nonetheless, we had a pretty typical week here. We did have a little windstorm that came through, and they're cleaning up and getting going from that. And, other than that, it's just been another typical fall week. And I don't know if I'm looking forward to winter. I love the fall. Seen a lot of change in the wildlife. I noticed too, we had some deer in the yard, which we usually don't, a couple of young bucks. As we get closer to rut for the deer, they start acting very strange. You'll see things that you normally don't see the rest of the year. And that's kind of starting to happen. But yeah, let's get right down to it. There's more important things to talk about than the weather. Okay, much, much more important things. As I glance back just in this recent week here, we see that the Bidenistas are now proposing to give illegal aliens that have been separated from their children $450,000. That's what I'm to understand, that they're not asking us. They're not saying, hey, we're going to have a referendum. We're going to put this up and see what the people think, whether we should, be beyond compassionate here. I think what we're doing is paying off invaders. You're going to come to this country, knock on the front door, do it right, and we will be very accommodating. We will. That's what we do here. But this, I look at as an invasion. They're flooding this country. Whether they actually vote Democrat or not is beside the point. They're an open cut, and they will, government will always use their benevolence, all right, or the perception of it in helping these people, refugees, these poor undocumented workers. They've been called many things. They don't call them illegal aliens, though. But they're going to continue flooding into this country, and now what's being proposed is $450,000 to everyone, whether they were separated by a day or a week, a month, a year, it didn't matter. And I think they were toying with some other language about family deals for anywhere from $1 to $3 million is some of the rumors I heard. And what I'm to believe is that they're gonna just announce this, have the Federal Reserve, add a few more digits there in the journal, because that's all money really is these days. That stuff you call cash that's in your pocket. I mean, they resemble journal entries. And there's a whole bunch more about to be chalked up, and they're just going to begin issuing pretty big checks. I mean, they are arrogant and brazen enough to do this. This is flat out unconstitutional what they're doing. This is a looting. It's actually as treasonous as spending that much money at this point in time where we are financially. With the economy and the flow of goods and services being hobbled like it is this really the time to be given almost $500,000 to people who willfully made their first order of business as they set foot on the soil of this country is to defy its laws and pay them off? Really? And who's going to bear that debt? So some of us here, me right now, you listening right there, you'll shoulder some of that. But in case you don't remember, we are like so overextended right now that we are looking at our great grandkids and beyond. Okay, they're going to be shouldering the debt. Oh, but the World Economic Forum's here to save our asses. Okay. What they got in store for us, oh, it'll be great. We won't have to worry about all those Federal Reserve notes. We're going to fix you right up and digitize everything. You'll be much more efficient. You'll love it. You'll love it. Government will be able to just put money directly into your account. Whoever you are, all you got to do is have one of their cards, one of their chips, whatever. Think about how much easier it will be that way to fund invaders. You know, heck, when they come across the border and you get them all on the bus, because you've been busing and flying them in here, the government has, you know, hand them out, either chip them all, give them all their little card, and, yep, the government's just going to print more money. You enter it in the journal, and bam, it's going to show up on your card. They're going to continue to do that until they have willfully and intentionally imploded this country, because that's what this is about. In case I'm beating around the bush a little bit too much, this is a controlled and engineered implosion of our economy and our country. Cannot bear the burden of the number of people that are coming through at the rate that they are. Right? There's a number of reasons why the federal government has been tasked with naturalization, right? There's nowhere in the Constitution anywhere about immigration. Now, the word does not appear in there. But naturalization now falls square in the lap of the federal government. And they've got to create and maintain a fair way of immigrating into this country. The immigrants that come here and real, actual refugees. And there's a perfectly logical reason for that, is you clearly don't want to leave an open door policy where every crook and criminal running from the law is going to say, hey, all we got to do is just head for America and we can just walk in. No, we kind of like to know who you are, the expectation that you can quickly hit the ground running as an American, be able to we say we're an English-speaking nation, not because we're racist, because that is the language that we are rooted in. We have chosen this language, and it is how we communicate. It's how people that have been here and got roots going back to the Mayflower have been communicating with other people, with other businesses, with insurance companies, with you know, everyone that you would have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, whether you're pumping gas at the local gas station or whatever. You've got to be able to speak the language. You've got to be able to communicate. You know, do you have a job or a prospect for a job? You know, what's the plan? Do you understand the history of the nation you're coming to? Because we are about freedom and liberty here. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. Don't confuse it with that. That's not a great expectation there. But moreover, let's just keep talking economics here. You cannot let the numbers that are flooding here in these caravans, this is all engineered. When people typically immigrate, you know, they come in at a kind of a consistent background flow, unless there's some major civil unrest somewhere. What we're seeing here is they're marching in by the thousands and tens of thousands. Well, that's very engineered. And these are surges. Anyone, you look at the basic economics of this, the amount that each one of them is costing us. The progressives have gone just hog wild crazy, and they're throwing much of the budget that was the people were talking about. All right, there's more than waste in there. There's tyranny in there too. But the amount of money it costs us for each one of them that comes across our border illegally is staggering. And then you add that drag to the rest of the economy. You know, what are our numbers going to look like? And of course, government's going to come out and point the finger and blaming someone or something. We need to build back better. See, that's why, you know, free markets don't work, and you get to hear all that crap from the socialists. You know, but that's not the case at all. All the numbers are skewed because, you know, it's like if, you know, you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, right, and your mom wants to know how many are we going to have for dinner, all right, and you say 10, okay, and then all of a sudden 30 show up. Right, that puts a stress on everything, doesn't it? You know, this is the same thing at a national level. Because once they're here, they're still going to need all the necessities of life that you need every day. Food, water, shelter, all those things. I don't know. It's amazing that people don't see the economics of this as undoable. That this really is a crisis. And once they're in, you know how difficult it will ever be to get them processed and lawful or get them out of here. And I think before that ever happens, government's just going to push and push and push, because they have already done this. I think right now we're pretty much there, is to create a vigilante environment. Some people are just going to have more than they can take. Their marriage failed. They've lost their business, and they see the encroachment of legalized crime. The federal government really has just flat out ignored federal law, violates federal law in their actions every day. Every day. Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, and they rush in, oh, well, we need reform. We need new law. We need new law. Well, and to me, I'm tired of these mush-mouth politicians saying, we need a new whatever. We need reform. Or when you look back at their actions and what they actually did, or better yet, what they didn't do, to find that they didn't even follow the laws that they had already passed. So, yeah, let's pass another one that we can manipulate and ignore. I say go back, you know, especially these socialists, before you give up on free market capitalism, go back and see if you can actually try a little bit of free market capitalism. Get government the hell out of the way. Every place you find a problem, you find government policy. Or they got their finger in the candy jar themselves. I don't know. Every time I put my hand in my pocket, usually the government's hand's already there. So, yeah, as these people flood across the border, and I tell you, the resources we've sent there, you've seen it in action. If you've been online, there's hundreds of video of them busing and flying immigrants deep into the United States. And there's another thing going on. It was kind of common sense when you think about it, that something like this would appear. But there's a whole community on social media and Facebook and Twitter and places like that where people from parts up north are literally traveling down to destinations closer to the border to bring back deeper into the country these illegals. They're getting thousands of dollars to do it. And it's a thing. It's now a thing. And you watch, there's going to be all kinds of bad stuff comes out of that, too. You know, are these, you know, how child trafficking, that's one of the major reasons why the government has kind of stepped in and made sure what was, you know, if these kids were supposed to be with you and you're a family, we need to be able to prove that. So, they've actually caught, in some cases, they've identified the same child crossing the border with different parents 8 different times. So that type of thing is going on. But, you know, this is where child trafficking breeds. These kids, you never know. They could have just been snapped up when they're on their way out of town and they're in the caravan now. You know, this is my son, this is my daughter, and yeah, we love America. And they get bussed into the country. If that's not their kid, bad things happen. We'll be right back after the break. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You had tears in your eyes. You loved a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you. When you left them, baby, you really didn't lose, no.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, how you doing? Oh, y'all, hope you had a wonderful week out there. Just wonderful seasonal weather here in Massachusetts area. We did get blown around a little bit earlier this week. Power's still out in a few spots, but you know, we're a pretty tough bunch up here regardless of what they say. All right, ice storms, we've had some wicked ice storms up here, I'm telling you what. But hope y'all are prepared. That time of year where, you know, harvest season, there's farmers markets that are wrapping up. You can be buying up some preps that'll keep you going through the winter if those shelves continue to thin. And I expect they will. There's a lot of hurdles in the way. I know all the shipping containers that are on the barges off the coast. There's pretty sexy news right now. Lots of memes going around. But as always, when I talk economics, I always mention that ripple effect. This is not something where you can reach in and tweak and manipulate and disturb one area and have it not have a ripple effect. Sometimes those ripples are relatively isolated. Other times they're not, and they just continue out into the whole system and back and forth. And right now, we're in a horrible situation where government is paying people more to stay home. They are creating regulations in areas regarding trucking. This is eviscerating the owner-operators out there. And you add to that the price of fuel. This happened last time when diesel got up around $5 a gallon around here. We started seeing the independents fold and shot. It was literally costing them money to haul a load. So, we are seeing a lot of things going on, sometimes right in front of our face, and don't realize the economic significance that is going to come about from that. Okay, and it's happening. The ripple, okay, that ripple is occurring right now. We're seeing just little bits and pieces of it. I think we've got a caller in already. Andy from Texas, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. How you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? How's things in Texas this evening?
Oh, I'm just watching some college football, talking to somebody on RBN. Hey, so, what we've seen right now is kind of a fire sale. I mean, think about this. The dollar is being destroyed. And so what are they doing? They're passing all these bills to get trillions of these dollars out there and stuff. And who are they giving it to? Well, we don't really know exactly who they're giving them to. But they're giving them to some people who are buying up some very serious assets. I mean, I'm pretty sure BlackRock and Vanguard have been, a very big part of those contributions from these trillions and whatnot. But remember,
they're not only buying agriculture and business-related things, but they're buying residential properties at 30 to 50% above the asking price. Right? When you can control what available living space there is, it's a lot easier to push people into smart growth urban situations where they're more easily controlled.
Well, and they did a fine job to set up this entire thing that they're doing. I mean, COVID-19 did a whole lot of things besides scare people. It put a lot of people out of business, small farms, big farms, huge farms, cattle companies. I mean, you got to think of the devastation of 3-4 months of casinos everywhere in the country, Indian casinos, Las Vegas, New Jersey, food, yeah, buffets, all this stuff, all of this termination of the food process and whatnot. And then these people, they were living from one harvest to the next. And next thing you know, you got Bill Gates rolling in there buying your stuff up. And he seems to be wanting to plant soybeans. Apparently, he really likes soybeans. He thinks we're going to like them, too.
Puts a squeeze on other products that could be grown there, and you're forced to buy from other markets. And soy is used as a filler for all kinds of things. And, of course, it's GMO, too, of course.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of the estrogen thing that comes in. They GMO'd it to produce estrogen, and I'm taking that straight from the Alex Jones show. So take that for what it's worth. But yeah. I mean, soybeans are one of the, and corn as well. Why not genetically modify the two biggest crops that we use in most every product that we make? I mean,
one of the things he was reporting on this week, and he kind of portrayed it as something new that the government was up to, but it very much is not. They've been tinkering with this for a while, but they were talking about actually genetically within the plant of the things that we eat, delivering vaccines and a variety of different things. We got a break coming up. Stay with us here, Andy, and we'll finish up on the other side. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You learn a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Red Pill Politics Show, the month of October. That's right, we're only one day away. The end of the month is upon us. And we were left off just before the break. Andy from Texas had called in, and we got talking about genetically modified foods. And one of the reports that came out of Alex Jones this week, largely accurate, I think it was portrayed as something relatively new, and I know they've been researching on this stuff pretty hard, whether it's, you know, under the guise of boosting nutrient levels, but basically how can you genetically modify a plant to have more nutrients? But at the same time, they've now advanced to the point where they can put changes into plants that are race-specific. Can you imagine that? In delivering vaccines, they're talking about delivering vaccines this way. But this has been around for a while. I know I've heard about it, but what do you think about that? I mean, once you get a strain of food out there in mass production, whether it's soy or whatever it is, you could deliver almost anything to anybody. You still with us, Hello? Andy? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yes. No, oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, and Mike Adams was there with Alex Jones to back that up, too, and that's his research, too. You know, yeah, skepticism is skepticism, but when you think of how they put this all together and got everybody to believe they needed this vaccine is just phenomenal. And you know, I still hear people on other shows and stuff. They're still talking about how they isolated this thing and stuff. I think you and I know, Dave, that it doesn't matter. The end result is what we're looking at here. I mean, you look at Australia. If they had guns, we'd be hearing about war going on.
Hmm.
But, you know,
yeah.
Lots of people that are still resisting and whatnot. And that's what's going to happen here. And that's what really is sad, is that people don't realize the peril they're in. I mean, I'm watching a football game on TV right now, you know, don't sound on. Ohio State, blah, blah, blah. And there's tons of people there. And these, I mean, the last thing I'm thinking about is football game. Had I just not be sitting here watching it, I wouldn't be doing that. But I didn't go out of my way to go to it. And a lot of these people had to be vaccinated to get in here, blah, blah, blah. And here it is. And so you just have to wonder how many stupid people are in this world and how far we're going to have to go before we have any resistance. But when we do resist, you can go be anything worth talking about.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. But your average person probably doesn't even know. But the hearings there with Attorney General Merrick Garland, he was crucified. That guy looked horrible. They were mm-hmm. questioning him. This was on a different subject. It wasn't about COVID or anything. But, you know, information like that, if it were one of the things that were blasted on the news on a regular basis, people would start scratching their head about some of these unanswered questions, or worse yet, lies that have been exposed. We've been lied to by the CDC and Fauci so many times. I mean, flat out lied to. Not that he was just incorrect at the moment, but documents surfaced mm-hmm. that portray him as a flat out liar.
Well, and all of this stuff, everything has been a lie. Go back in the history and stuff. It's a lie. I mean, when we learned about the Civil War, what was the major theme there? Slavery. That's not the real story, but that's what they taught us in school. And now they got the 9/11 story in the books that these kids are reading and stuff as history, and it's all in the narrative that the government threw out there. And we know that's a lie. So everything is propaganda. Everywhere we turn is propaganda. But the one thing you can do, your education system, your government system, everything leads back to one thing. It leads back to depopulation. You can find mm-hmm. depopulation in everything that we've been taught, everything that we're associated with us right now. Everything is depopulation. You had doctors saying smoking's good for you. You have a dentist saying 4 out of 5 of us dentists, we actually like fluoride in our toothpaste. I mean, they put all this propaganda up, and they've been killing us since we've been born.
So, you know, I mean, got people that used to call me an absolute nutcase if I mentioned depopulation. And I tell them, I say, you know, what would be the effect if you took a nation and all of a sudden made abortion like getting a drive-through hamburger, made it really easy and accessible, you can do it without parent consent, blah blah blah. And then on the other end of things, you have this end-of-life counseling, insurance companies that have certain protocols and packages for the elderly. In other words, you know, they're gonna let you wither and die. They'll drain a little bit more out of you, but you know, when they're eating away at both ends of the life cycle here at birth and, you know, and at the end of your life is very unforgiving right now, the policies and things that we put in place. And tell them that, you know, what would that do to a population over time?
Well, what's amazing...
Go ahead.
Well, what's amazing is that they can find a bacteria or something alive on Mars, and we're all just traumatized. Oh, my God, they found life on another planet. Meanwhile, we're still trying to discover if a baby's heartbeat at 6 weeks is a life or death, and we can decide to kill it. So I mean, talk about a civilization. Take the civilite. We got lization. Nothing civil about what's going on in this world right now, Dave. This is an upside-down world. People are backwards, and it is all because we didn't stand up. We didn't see it coming. I mean, you know, Lauren from Ohio.
Is a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
Because they got into lockdown. They let themselves be locked down, too many of them, too early. And they have fought back earlier. And it's tough, you know, in their case, they let themselves be disarmed. So, you know, that makes resistance a different thing over there. But, you know, now they're, you know, their legs stuck in the trap. They realize there's no denying it. And 3/4 of them have already acquiesced. So the ones that are resisting, man, they're getting really brutally treated. And it's coming here. No, I agree with you on that.
Oh, I absolutely believe it's coming here, but it's they're taking their time because, again, we have guns. That might be the whole reason why it hasn't come here yet. But, again, let me just say this about Lauren in Ohio real quick. I nothing derogative towards her, but, I mean, she says we all have to take responsibility for ourselves, but we all have been duped. That's what I wanted to say. We've all been duped. Our government has just taken us to, they gave us the whole belief. This is it. Think about the Soviet Union. Think about the CCP and stuff, how they're brainwashed. We were brainwashed just like them. And we're still brainwashed. And well, they used the TV. It worked very well.
You touched on one of the keys when you were talking earlier is the children in the schools. Horribly broken. And that we've got to go after that weak link. Because they are churning out one graduating class after another to hate the country and don't know what bathroom to pee in. So we have got to bust that right up. There's no long-term or real short-term solution if we allow that horrible wickedness to be codified and pushed in our public schools. And I don't even call them public schools anymore. I'm trying to train myself. If they're government controlled, if they're government funded, if they're government enforced, if they're slathered in government, they're government schools. There's no guarantee to the children of this country that they have to go to a government school. They're guaranteed an education, and a public school can be any building in town where teachers gather and teach children. And we got to get it back closer where the parents are involved, the teachers are involved. There's a great pushback right now against the National School Board Association. Many states are cutting their ties there. And I like to see that. But that attitude, that apathetic attitude that we have, Andy, is kind of inculcated into us very early on now. If you look into the schools, everyone's, you know, they're victimized. They're all playing the role of a victim of some sort. And that spirit is sucked right out of them. Just get in line with the other kids and you'll be fine.
Well, I mean, that guy running for the governor of Virginia, McCullough, or whatever his name is, I mean, that was absurd. He actually got up there and when asked the question about whether or not the parents should have anything to do with the curriculum in their schools and whatnot. And he just came straight out and said, no, the parents should have no business. You know, I mean, so when it gets to that point, it's time to get rid of it. We might as well just let this thing crumble.
That's a government school. That's the type of thing a government school would say, not a public school.
This No Child Left Behind and this Common Core stuff. I mean, have you seen the way they do math in Common Core? Have you seen it? They put stuff in parentheses, make it much more tougher than it has to be.
Yeah, Michael Chapman, I think he was one of the founders of EdWatch. He did a wonderful presentation on Common Core and how things are done now. And literally, a correct answer can be derived at through consensus. So, you know, if you got a classroom of kids who, you know, for whatever strange little reason, decide that 2 + 2 can equal 5. And if they all, there's a consensus, that's an acceptable answer.
Newsom, I guess, Gruesome Newsom, whatever his name is, Prince Newsom, whatever. But I heard that in the colleges over there and whatnot, they were going to grade on a curve. I mean, based on how well the black person did. If they didn't want the black person to, come on, you know what? That's more degrading to a black person than me calling him the N-word. Because saying this guy can't keep up with everybody.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
They're lowering
we can't see that
everywhere in that right now. They're lowering it for the GED too. So you know, there's really no measuring stick anymore, let alone later on in life, but coming right out of high school, all the standards, the bar has been lowered. They consider it a social injustice because of a certain demographic of people. And you could probably go into any urban setting where you have, different sections of town. And if you go in and sample in the ghettos, where you got, five-story, Section 8 housing, and take a look and sample those children for their IQ or whatever educational standardized, assessment you would do, it is entirely possible based on where somebody lives. And usually in places like that, a lot of times they clump up by race. Intuitively, it just happens. So, based on science, this is where junk science can come in, even in this type of thing, is it depends how you look at the numbers, where you sample from. But there's going to be a systemic, across the system, lowering of standards. This goes into our hospitals. On social media, you can see ad after ad after ad to fast-track people into being nurses. And these people are not ready. They're firing people with, 10, 20 years of experience and rushing in and filling all of that experience with people that have been fast-tracked. The quality is going to drop of our gross domestic product, our economic vitality, and the quality of our output, whatever the product or service is. That's what I see. I don't know. Am I wrong in that, Andy?
No, I don't think you're wrong in that. But, I mean, currently looking at our country, we really don't have a product at all to serve up to the world. I mean, look how they just destroyed our nation. They destroyed our nation. Well, if you wanted to destroy a nation, what would you do? You'd get rid of all of your manufacturing so you can self-sustain yourself and get it to another place. Well, they
could
did that with China.
Could that be an epiphany that the American people come to in this? Is that possible that, we've shaken ourselves awake and realized we've got to start making things here at home again? Could it be a movement, or do you think people are just barely going to recognize it and let it go?
Well, I think it could be a movement, but I think, again, though, a lot of the manufacturing has been shut down. The materials that we need are being shut down. I mean, if you heard the same Alex Jones show I heard, and Mike Adams was on the same one, they were talking about actually cutting trees down to save our world.
Yeah, I'm burying
and putting them in mass graves. Yeah. And why would you want to do that? They're the very thing that eats the carbon.
Yeah.
And they're worried about getting rid of carbon. So, I mean, this I want to say Alex Jones is kookified, but I don't think he would report that if they, because they could come back on him and say, there he goes again, you know?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, there's environmentalists out there that have just lost their shit, and they propose all kinds of weird things. And it's most frightening to me that there are elements of government that think that they actually can finitely control climate and weather. I mean, they can manipulate weather. We've seen that, and they've admitted to that. But we're not meant to have a static planet. Oh, we got a break coming up. Stay with us. This is Red Pill Politics. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. Me, son of a god. I'm like a titan that's rising on just your watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thanks for tuning in here tonight. If you'd like to stay in touch, we send out an occasional email. All you got to do is ask. Send me an email, redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com, and we'll add you right to it. We're going to be having a shakeup and things. Going to have a new website to announce. Probably a new email address for you to subscribe to. But that's in the near future. It's going to be around the first of the year before I think we're ready for that. But it is coming. And, of course, always stop by republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programmers. Hit that donate button if you could. That is one of the major, major benefits of this network, is that they are listener-funded. They do not take orders and payola from the government. All right, you got some real free speech here, and it's self-supported. So please donate if you could. Share the love. Keep RBN going strong. And see where we leave off here. We were talking a little bit about the climate and government earlier, before that, government manipulating plants, genetically modified, can now be tailored to race. It can potentially deliver vaccines. You could be up to date on your vaccines. You could do away with that card that we're all worried about. All right, that vaccine passport. Yeah. All those other concerns go right out the window. If we can vaccinate the entire population just by virtue of them getting their food off the back of a government truck, essentially. Because once government owns the farms, or their surrogates are producing the food, they got us. I'm telling you, folks, we got to be more self-sufficient. Andy, what do you think? What's your final thoughts, brother?
Okay, so, you're saying, a minute ago, Bill Gates was talking about using mosquitoes to vaccinate people. But my question would be, with the food vaccination, how do you get your vaccine passport then? I mean, something has to be in that vaccination in the food that they can identify you that you've been vaccinated. Otherwise, it's just continuous vaccination. Maybe that's what they're up to. That's what they really want to do.
craziness out there. I don't know. Well, more people got to start standing up. I know a lot already are losing their jobs. And, I lost mine through this COVID nonsense. So, I see it happening, and there's got to be more numbers, because they're in damage control mode. They are sucking up anything with a pulse and can fog a mirror, and running them through crash courses in everything. That's why I said earlier, there's going to be a systemic lowering of the quality of the American output, whatever that is. Andy, thanks for calling in. We got another break coming up.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right, have a good evening. Love you, brother. All right, we've got a break coming up here, and we'll be right back at it again. It's Red Pill Politics, listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.